This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, October 17th. I'm Riley Carroll with your top headlines on KRDO News Radio. A wrong-way driver on I-25 in El Paso County early this morning left more than seven people with injuries and a highway closed for 4 hours. And the area where it happened was Monument around 3:30 a.m. Colorado State Patrol says a wrong-way driver collided head-on with another vehicle going northbound. Troopers suspect the driver of the wrong-way vehicle was under the influence of alcohol and marijuana at the time of the crash. That driver transported to a hospital with serious injuries. In the second vehicle, the driver and seven passengers were all taken to the hospital with moderate to serious injuries. And a woman and her infant child were forced out of their vehicle in a carjacking in a Colorado Springs neighborhood. It happened in the 300 block of Gayhart Drive in southeast Colorado Springs around 2 a.m. yesterday morning. When officers arrived on scene, they met with a female victim and her child. She told police she was stationary in her car when she was approached by three men she didn't know who proceeded to physically remove her and her child from the car. The woman was assaulted, sustaining minor injuries, and the child was unharmed. The suspects fled the scene in her car, but police found it a short time later. CSPD has not identified any suspects in the attack. And a little good news on your Sunday. In El Paso County yesterday, folks enjoyed some brews and some booze at Colorado Springs Haunted Brew Fest at the Norris Penrose Event Center. Guests were treated to over 100 drinks from 50 distributors and distilleries around the Pikes Peak region. This is the fifth year the Haunted Brew Fest has happened. There was a costume contest last night, and the best man and woman with the best ensembles walked away with a $50 cash prize. That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Riley Carroll. Have a wonderful Sunday.
Turning partly cloudy overnight for much of central and southern Colorado. Light winds and no chance of any rain or snow this evening. We'll get down to about 41 in Colorado Springs, 43 in Pueblo. And our Monday starting out with a few morning clouds, but then turning sunny by late morning. 75 degrees, Colorado Springs, 80 in Pueblo. Our afternoon wind gusts will pick up a little bit. We'll see anywhere from 20 to 25 mile an hour winds, potentially critical fire weather. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather. Live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.